Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, baby. How are you?
I'm doing so good. Congratulations on the EP. It's so good. Have not stopped listening to it since Friday. How are you feeling now that it's out in the world?
I feel so tired. I feel so tired. I feel like emotionally exhausted. I thought that it would be this like big, like, of course it was, by the way, like big, like exciting sort of thing. But it actually turned into this, like, I am emotionally depleted because over the last like year, it's been this like build up for this. And so now that it's finally like there, I actually feel so exhausted. Like, that's the best way to describe it, is like I've never slept so much in my life.
Right. I was gonna say like exhausted in a good way, because you can finally just like a weight lifted almost.
Yeah, I mean, I feel so much less anxiety surrounding it. It's also so nice knowing that like people like actually are listening to it, because I feel like, even, I don't know, I mean, I might have to ask like Harry Styles or something, but I feel like every time I release something, I'm always like, well, maybe no one will listen to this one. And I don't know if that goes away as you like continue and release more shit, but that was definitely me before this project. I was like, maybe no one will want to listen.
That's I can imagine like sitting with that fear. It's like that anxiety with the buildup, right?
Dude, it was horrible. It was
Yeah.
horrible.
But when you were, because obviously the show is premiering. So when you're like sitting in the car and you're on the way to the premiere of Sex Lives of College Girls, but then your EP just dropped, like, are you able to have a moment where it just like soaks in?
Honestly, no.
Yeah.
No. Because also, I have social anxiety. So, premiere nights are really tough for me, actually. So, it wasn't until like that whole night, I was definitely very stressed out. And I was so excited, but like it's really, for me, very overstimulating to be around so many people and to visually have so many things going on. So it just like it makes me like this the whole night. So then, actually, when I got home, I immediately went to bed, and I slept so hard that I like forgot what had happened and like forgot where I was and stuff. And I woke up and I went to check my phone, and I was like, oh my God, I forgot, like my project is out. And it was such a cute little like, yay, like people give a because I totally forgot. I was so tired, and
Crazy.
I think I was trying to block it out, but yeah, so the next morning I had that moment.
Gotcha. I want to talk about the song "What Can I Do?" It makes my queer heart oh so happy. This is your first openly gay song that you've written, correct? What is it like? Why do you think that it took so long for you to write a song about being queer?
I mean, it's interesting. Like, I think it's weird. I really don't know. Like, for a while I thought it was like a lot of like internalized like homophobia, and I still think it is, definitely. But I also think that like I had been in long-term relationships with men for most of my adult life, right? Since I had graduated high school. And those were like monogamous relationships. So I wasn't really with a lot of women or like non like cis men. So I think it's two parts. I think it's that like, A, of course, it's the internalized bullshit that I fear will like always follow me. And I feel like I have to try really hard every single day not to like be such a dick to myself and others about it. But I think it's also B, like I was in very heteronormative relationships, and I actually wasn't allowing myself to like access that like part of who I am, I think. So it definitely didn't come across in music until now, which is like so refreshing. But it was actually so hard to write that song. It was like weirdly hard. I kept looking at my friend who wrote it with me, Blake, who is straight, and I'd be like, I'm literally gay. Why can't I write this? And he was like, I think you're just like so nervous and uptight about it. And he was totally right.
Right. I was going to ask if there's like a difference when it comes to writing songs about women versus men, or if it's just like a change of pronouns.
I mean, it's different just because it's different for every single person that I write songs about. Like, and it depends. It really depends. I have certain songs that I've written about people who have just like wrecked me that are the easiest songs to write in the whole wide world. I've had songs like What Can I Do, who's like about like a friend of mine who like I'm so incredibly close to, that took a long time to write. Because it's also like a really delicate thing where like a lot of feelings are like so intertwined, because I'm like, A, I don't want to like cross a line and lose this person as a friend, right? But B, I know you're straight, but like, I actually don't think you are. Like, not to project, but sometimes I feel like you want to kiss me. I don't know. You know, like, it's like all these tiny little things. So it just so depends.
Yeah. Did you talk to that friend about the song before you released it?
No, no. Oh my God, absolutely not.
Have you talked to them since?
I mean, we talk, but no, they have like zero idea. I mean, I'm sure they probably are like, you know.
Yeah, totally. When you are talking about internalized homophobia, like, what does that mean to you? Is it like internal thoughts that you're still struggling with when it comes to
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's weird. Like, I think like being like the kid that I was and also growing up, and this is not to say this is a universal experience for anybody who grows up in North Carolina. It just really was for me, based off like the things I was hearing from friends, family, whatever. I always wanted to do things in service to think that I was like sexually appealing to men constantly. And I feel like, to be honest, sometimes I still do. Now there's also a side of that to where like I am bisexual. So that's like a part of like, you know, like that's just kind of by nature. But I think I just pass a lot of like judgment on myself, you know, subconsciously and even sometimes not subconsciously, just based off of like the shit I heard when I was a kid, which sucks.
Yeah. But my girlfriend is actually from Charlotte, North Carolina.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I was like researching you yesterday. I was like telling her, I was like, oh, Charlotte.
Oh, so cool. Oh my God, that's amazing.
But she's talked a lot to me about her like coming out experience. And it sounds very similar to yours as well, which is like,
yeah.
And then I grew up in a really small religious community. So I feel a lot of that as well, where it's just kind of like that you're taught growing up. And then you don't even realize that it's like internalized homophobia until you're like, wait a second. Like, that's not how,
100%. It's very loaded.
Yeah, it's like just society and what it's taught us like in general, I think. So yeah, things that everybody kind of deals with. What made you decide to not put tattoos on the EP?
Because tattoos was such, I wrote it at such an icky time in my life. Mm-hmm. I was like really not okay when I was like writing that song. I even look back and I'm like, holy shit. The person that I wrote this about, like, I don't think I even liked this person, but I was so afraid to like be like, I don't know. I was so afraid for it to end that entire song I wrote out of like fear as opposed to like the actual feeling. And so it's weird for me to even like listen to that song, which is why I pretty much f-ing don't, because I was just I was like not okay. I was like really not good. I was partying a lot. I was in a group of friends that like was like so, so bad for me. Like, I was put at risk like multiple times. I had like an actual horrible thing happen to me because a bunch of this like friend group, one of the people who I wrote that song about was in this friend group, like left me at a bar. And it was just like, it was just terrible. So like I run away from that part of my life so hard. So that's why tattoos is not on the EP.
Makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
It was about not a good person.
Right. If going on tour, then are you just going to scrap that from like not perform it and just.
No, everybody and their mother's like, you have to sing tattoos. And I've fought it so many times and they're like, no, you do. So I suppose we'll sing it.
Yeah. Speaking of tours, are we getting a tour announcement soon? And are you coming to Canada?
Oh my God, I regret to inform you I'm not going to Canada.
No, come on.
So this first tour is like not, I mean, it is a tour for me, but it's like a total, like, it's like my first shows. Like, we're literally calling it the first shows because I've never played shows of my own music before. So we're just doing like a couple, but where are you in Canada? Are you on like East Coast or West Coast type like shit?
Central, I guess. People consider it East, but Toronto.
Okay. Well, if you do want to go to New York,
there you go.
Fine.
That's good. Yeah.
Bring your girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's good though. You can go do some shows, work out the kinks, and then make your way to Canada for all your Canadian fans. I want to talk about your girl group for a second, if you can.
I absolutely can.
Yeah. Can, okay. Yes. First of all, can we talk about the name of the group?
Like, I don't can't. It was such a, like, we talk about like dark times, peak dark times.
which is Daddy's Little Girls, right?
Correct. You where couldn't did, be more right.
Where did that name come from? How did that come about?
I literally just remember like being like 16 and our like managers at the time being like, yes, this is it. And I was like, that's kind of weird. And then I was like, ah, it's fine. F it. Like, I was just like, please just put me in the studio. Like, I'm so annoyed with all of this. So it was garbage. I can't believe it. Oh my God, that was so bad. It was so bad.
Is there anything that you learned though from that experience that you can then take into like your music career now?
So much. I learned to not trust literally anyone. Yeah. I learned how to write. Like, I learned how to be in the studio. I learned how to work with a producer. I learned how to deal with really shitty group dynamics, to be honest. I learned that not everyone is your friend. I mean, like, the list goes on. I learned that you don't have to respect someone's parents just because they're their parents, even if they're like really shitty people. You simply don't have to respect them. I learned like so much from being in that group. I also just learned that like, I think it's kind of like being on a team, right? Like, not everybody is always going to want to play for the team.
Right.
But you still have to.
Yeah.
So I definitely learned how to like hold my own kind of in that regard, but also like looking back on it, that like really sucked. I like don't think about it that often, and I'm like, oh, that was so sad.
Yeah, well, sorry to bring it back up for you.
No, please, I love talking about it.
So good. Okay, I know you can't tell us too much about the next season of Sex Lives since it comes out this week, but are we going to find out if Layton has any musical talents?
Oh my God, I regret to inform you no.
No, and those today, Renee.
Bro, this has been my pitch. Yeah. This has been my pitch for like so long. Like, I've pitched the most outlandish storylines and everybody keeps telling me no. But no.
Maybe one day, maybe season 3.
Yeah, in our hearts.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat. It's been so nice to talk to you.
Thank you, babe. Nice to meet you.
Congratulations on the EP.
Thanks, love. Appreciate it.